Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I love me some Texas blues. That's what that is. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. That little band from Texas, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the rock and roll around here and the chaos. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, The Third Ingredient. Also, quite influenced by that book, quite influenced by my work with and knowledge of the work of Joel Barker, our guest this half hour, and 13-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Future Edge, 5 Regions of the Future, Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. Joel, thanks again for being here. JoelBarker.com, folks, check that out. You'll thank me later. Joel, let's talk about, there were several things that kind of fit into the sustainability category. Cleaning up the oceans was one of the things you were bringing us.
Yep. A couple years ago, a young man named Boyan Slat was on TED Talks. And he talked about building a machine that would passively clean up the great garbage patch in the Pacific, the great swirl of garbage.
It's a big brown, it's as big as a state, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's loaded with stuff. And it's a capture place. It's like a whirlpool that never quits. Anyway, he got laughed at by some, and some others said, that's an interesting idea. What we now know is it's done. He built the machine with a team that came with him and said, we'll help you do it. It failed the first year because of, fail fast, and that's what they did. They went out and tried it, and that didn't work. They found out that what happened was the capturing device moved at the same speed as the ocean. So nothing got captured. So what they did is they put a parachute at the two ends of this very large, long set of arms, which slowed down the device, which means it's now the ocean water was running through it, and by God, it picked up the garbage and began to collect all the stuff. So they've got a working,
So what is it doing? Is it reclaiming all this stuff and creating a product, or what is it? What's the byproduct? What's the result?
There's two really important things. One is they're picking up the stuff out of the thing, which reduces the kind of threat to the fish and the other animals in the ocean.
And
the
humans.
that's right, and the humans. And the second thing it's doing is it's collecting to be compressed and then sold stateside, mainland side, to be turned into recycled materials.
Yeah, like so pavement. Like pavement and boxes and clothes, who knows?
Right, seats, bus site. But the point is, they're doing something nobody was doing before. They're beginning to pick up the trash. And the result is that we have a model now, a paradigm-shifting model for how to clean the oceans that we did not have several years ago. And this was done by a young man who didn't know any better.
He didn't know he wasn't supposed to, did he?
That's exactly right. He didn't know he was too young to do this.
That is the mantra. That is the watchword of entrepreneurs. I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Exactly. I didn't know it couldn't be done.
Don't you love that? Isn't that beautiful?
That's good news.
Yeah.
That's good news, and it's our young people are stand and watch on getting adults to be responsive to global overheating, and this is a machine that helps the pollution aspect of it.
Another problem we've got right now are wildfires, and you've got some news on that. Australia's had wildfires. California's burning up. People are out of power out there because they're worried about wildfires. We've had a drought era in the United States the last few months. What do we do about it?
Well, here's what's interesting. This isn't the paradigm shift. This is paradigm enhancement because they've been spraying stuff to try and reduce fire thing, but they now have a weather-resistant fluid that contains fire retardants that will last for the whole season and will stop wildfires from even starting.
Huh.
Now, here's a percentage that's interesting to you. This is the reason it works. I'm going to quote from the article. Most people think fires happen willy-nilly anywhere in the forest. Turns out it's not true. It turns out that 84% of the fires has started at locations deemed high risk, such as roadsides or around utilities infrastructure.
Right.
They know where to spray this stuff. So what they didn't have before was the stuff. Mm-hmm. Now they have this material, which, by the way, is very benign.
What is it? What's it made of? Is it polymer? What's it made of?
No, what do they call it? They call it a weather-resistant fluid.
Uh-huh.
So it's fire retardants and other chemicals, which, by the way, are used in food products, cosmetics, and pharmaceuticals.
So it's biodegradable,
which
then.
Means they, and safe. They had to, all that stuff had to be tested. So the neat thing, at the end of the season, if they have hard rains, the hard rains wash it off. It goes into the soil. It does not cause any problem with the soil. They tested it. And so they now have a tool that they can focus to dramatically reduce the likelihood of the fires, which will reduce the actuality of the fires.
Wow.
So anyway, PG&E,
call your office. That's all I got to say. Okay, quickly tell us about the self-sterilizing polymer. Just got less than a minute.
This is one we could spend a lot of time on, but we won't. Very simply, a polymer, has been developed that creates its own poisons, dramatic acidic poisons that kill MRSA drugs. In fact, they tested on the three most drug-resistant bacteria, and it killed them all at 99.999%.
What's the application?
Putting it in surgery rooms, putting it on clothes of doctors when they're walking around, putting it in, because you can't put it inside you, but you can kill it
before it gets inside you. All right, folks, this is something to look for in the future. We're going to be right back with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.